Okay, so I was only 13, but this day, the deacon had specifically asked me to stand in the back of the church with the ushers. Mr. Musselman was out sick. They needed extra help. And yeah, I was proud. We waited, the men and I, as Pastor concluded his offertory message. And he said something I'd never heard before. He said, "Brethren, you get to decide your place in God's kingdom. If you hurt for the Lord right now, know that he saved a space for you at the right hand of Jesus. So when you put your envelope in the offertory plate, you're choosing just how close to the Lord you're going to stand for eternity." Mrs. Ruth played a hymn on the piano, and that was our cue to enter the hall and start passing around the offering plates. And this was a new vantage point for me. Before, I'd always been seated dealing with my own pitiful offering. But today, standing over the congregation, watching the plate pass from hand to hand, I saw other people making their final, last-minute calculations about how much to place in the envelope. Massage in the forehead, pens poised over checkbooks, whispered conversations between husbands and wives deciding exactly how close to Jesus they could afford to stand. I refused to look when the plate came to my own mother and father, just kept it moving to the next row. Then the music stopped and we were finished. I took my own envelope, thought about it, and I stuck the remainder of my allowance inside. I wanted a good spot in the hereafter. And I had to wait until special music was over before I brought the offering plate back to the counting room. And maybe they didn't hear me come in. Maybe. But I saw the pastor and the deacon laughing as they counted out the envelopes.
"This looks like it's going to break records, Pastor. You should have used that line about standing close to Jesus a long time ago."
And they both laughed and laughed some more. I dropped my offering plate on the table and walked back out. I sat down in my seat. I didn't hear anything. Didn't hear the announcements, didn't hear the sermon, didn't hear the closing hymn, and I didn't know why my hands had tightened into fists. Really? I don't know what I expected. That prayers would be murmured over the offering, strict silence maintained, heads bowed, holy contemplation. No. I don't know. It's just that after that tiny peek behind the curtain, I felt that I'd slipped over a line, and my world of 5 minutes ago was distinctly different than my world of right now. Today, on Snap Judgment, PRX and NPR, Rites of Passage. Amazing stories about the things you just got to go through before you can get through. My name is Lynn Washington, and I promise we'll let you know when the change comes. Because you're listening. Listening. To Snap Judgment.